in the limelight.
In portraying the Zionist settler colony as a democracy with alleged human rights and coexistence between various religions, the Israeli regime has attempted to whitewash its genocidal oppression of Palestinians in the eyes of the West. We now present you an article written by Danijal Yejic, a writer and researcher currently based in Beirut, Lebanon. He has a PhD in American Studies. The article is titled "The Apartheid Regime's Christmas Propaganda and Oppression of Palestinian Christians." As people around the world are celebrating Christmas, occupied Palestine, the birthplace of Christianity, remains under brutal Israeli apartheid occupation. Meanwhile, the Israeli regime targets Western Christians and with Zionist propaganda. The Israeli propaganda apparatus, Hasbara, has long invested large amounts of money and significant public relations efforts in legitimizing the Zionist settler colony in the eyes of the international audience. In portraying the colony as a democracy with alleged human rights and coexistence between various religions, the Israeli regime has attempted to whitewash its genocidal oppression of the Palestinians in the eyes of the West. As a result of propaganda attempts by the child-killing Zionist regime, many Christians in the West either ignore the plight of the Palestinians or provide outright support for the Israeli apartheid regime. Evangelical Zionists in the United States have been amongst the most radical supporters of the Israeli regime. Christian tourism has contributed to the colony's economy. This year again, Zionist politicians and officials have extended their holiday greetings to Christian friends around the world. Such greetings are packed with colonial propaganda and appropriation of history. The Zionist regime Prime Minister Naftali Bennett published a video on Christmas Eve this year from the occupied city of Al-Quds, connecting the ancient land and the Bible to the current colony in his address to Christians. Naftali Bennett, who previously bragged about how many Arabs he killed in his life, lied that the colony provided religious freedom, tolerance, and prosperity in a region where Christians are routinely persecuted. The illusion that Israel offered religious freedom and that Christians outside of the colony are persecuted is widespread in the West. Naftali Bennett claimed that Israel is the only place that protects Christian life and thanked his audience for fighting for the state of Israel. While such proclamations further add to the purported positive image of the colony in the West, they stand in stark contrast to the reality underground. In fact, the world's oldest Christian communities are victims of Israel's genocidal settler colonialism. As a result of Israel's ongoing ethnic cleansing campaign, the Christian population in Palestine has sharply declined throughout recent decades. Places of significant importance for Christians are cut off from the outside world. The town of Beit Lahem in the occupied West Bank, the birthplace of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, is surrounded by an apartheid wall. Besides suffering under structures of the apartheid regime, Palestinian Christians are also oftentimes prevented from exercising their religion. While foreign visitors may access Palestinian churches, the Palestinian right to worship is tightly controlled by the Israeli apartheid regime. Depending on where they live, Palestinians require permits issued by the apartheid authorities to attend Mass in churches. This year again, Palestinian Christians from Gaza applied for permits to travel to Beit Lahem to attend prayers. Their requests were either rejected or outright ignored. Palestinians are harassed by apartheid authorities on holy days such as Easter and Christmas. This year, on Easter, Apartheid authorities escalated their ethnic cleansing campaign by expelling Palestinians in Sheikh Jarrah in eastern occupied Al-Quds from their homes. This Christmas again, hundreds of Palestinians were injured by Israeli occupation forces when they protested against settlement activities in the occupied West Bank. Israeli violence has always extended beyond the borders of historic Palestine. The Israeli colonial regime has a history of targeting indigenous Christians in the region. It has done so during its military occupation and numerous wars in Lebanon, and its continuous attacks in Syria. During last year's Christmas celebrations, the Israeli regime invaded the Lebanese airspace to conduct airstrikes on Syria, killing several innocent Syrians. The Israeli regime is terrorizing Palestinians of all religions, but has been trying to portray the settler colonial conquest as a conflict that is allegedly religious in its nature. Exploiting traditional Orientalism and anti-Muslim sentiments that are prevalent in Western culture, the Israeli rhetoric has long focused not only on portraying Palestinian resistance, and oftentimes the very Palestinian existence as such, as anti-Jewish, but the regime has also tried to identify all Palestinians as Muslims to better advance its Islamophobic dichotomy and to frame the Palestinian struggle for freedom and liberation as a religious movement. It is the religious frame and the anti-Muslim prejudice among Israel's backers that allows the apartheid regime to advance its goals. It is thus not surprising that the Israeli project is popular among the far right and fascists around the world. Of course, the Palestinian struggle was never a sectarian one, and many leading figures of Palestinian resistance have been Christians. Nor should the religion of colonized people determine the solidarity and support they receive from the outside world. After all, destroying the cultural diversity of the region and dividing the population according to sectarian and ethnic lines have been long-established practices of imperialists and colonialist forces. Numerous Palestinian Christian leaders have appealed to Christians around the world to not turn a blind eye towards the continuous oppression and exploitation of Palestine. The Palestinian Archbishop of Greek Orthodox Church in Al-Quds, Atala Hana, himself a crucial figure in the Palestinian resistance, has repeatedly affirmed that the holy city of Al-Quds and the holy sites will remain Palestinian. The Palestinian Archbishop reminded Christians around the world that while streets and squares in Western cities are decorated with lights and Christmas trees, there would be no point in celebrating Christmas if they do not pay attention to what is happening in Palestine. He called upon all churches to urgently defend Palestine. The Palestinian Archbishop has reportedly been poisoned by Israeli authorities but survived the attack. The racist ideology of Zionism targets people of all religious backgrounds who stand in the way of the settler colonial conquest. This is unfortunately more often than not ignored internationally, and particularly by Western Christians. This year, once again, many Christians in the West celebrate the birth of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, without talking about the struggle in Palestine.